Welcome to the From the Field broadcast, recorded from the Amazon Basin. Listen now as Brother Andrew brings you good news from a far country.
Have your Bibles tonight. I'm looking here in the book of Genesis, chapter number 30. I'll probably back up and read a verse there in chapter 28 at first. So we'll just turn that area, Genesis chapter 28. And then I also want to read a verse of Scripture in the book of Galatians, chapter number 3. Galatians chapter 3 and Genesis chapter number 28. We take the majority of our text tonight from Genesis chapter 28 will be our main body of text, but I want to read some scripture here in Galatians first. If you have your Bibles now and have them open to the book of Galatians chapter 3, I want you to please, if you're able to tonight, stand for the reading of the Word of God. Galatians chapter 3, we know Paul here is writing to these Galatian believers and young believers in the faith, and they had started out right, started out walking in God's grace by the faith He gave them at salvation, and they have found themselves as when these other men, if you will, they have come into the church, and according to chapter 2, verse 4, speaking of these men, it said that they had and that because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us unto bondage. And so I want to give you a warning tonight, just kind of off the cuff, first of all, especially as Christians, as walking in faith, walking in God's grace by the faith He gave us in salvation, to be careful who we're listening to. A lot of times we'll hear someone preach or this and that and the other. I understand that there is a Holy Ghost on the inside of every believer, and He helps us to know what's truth and what's not. And I thank God for that tonight. But Paul also told the New Testament believers to try the spirits. That there are here in this church, some men had come in and had begun to preach, and the believers had found themselves not so much trusting in Christ, as I dealt with some last night, but doing and striving and trying for Christ. And so Paul uses some very strong words here in chapter 3 of Galatians. He says this, "O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth crucified among you. This only would I learn of you, received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you in the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" Pause my reading there. But notice that Paul is very, very precise, that these believers understand that once they've been born again in the family of God, they'll no longer serve under the law. It's very important tonight. Genesis chapter 28. I'll read a few verses here, kind of scatteredly, to help us draw this conclusion. But I want you to look with me now in Genesis chapter 28. I'll begin reading here in verse 16. Jacob, now we know, he has left his father's house and mother's house, and for fear of his brother, because he tricked him by buying his, he sold his birthright for a pot of the soup. And so we know that Jacob was the one that got the blessing instead of Esau. And the Bible says that he had left to go find a wife. He left to go find a wife at his mother's brother's house. His name was Laban. The Bible says this, "And Jacob awakened out of his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid, and said, How dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up in the morning, and took that stone that he had put for his pillows, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of the city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, and saying, If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way, that I go, and will give me bread to eat, and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, will I surely give the tenth unto thee." Look with me here again. We know that at verse 10 of chapter 29. "And it came to pass when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. And Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's brother, and that he was Rebekah's son. And she ran and told her father. And it came to pass, when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him, and embraced him, and kissed him, and brought him to his house. And he told Laban all these things." And we know this in verse 16. It said, "And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah. The name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, and Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. Laban said, It is better that I give her to thee than I should give her to another man. Abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. And Jacob said to Laban, Give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place, and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him, and he went in to her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah, his maid, for a handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, What is this that thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve thee? Did not I serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore, then, hast thou beguiled me? And Laban said, It must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve me yet seven other years. And Jacob did so, and fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also." I'm looking tonight here at this amazing story in the Word of God. And we've seen how this young man has come. He ends up with a wife that he loves. I want to look closely at his life tonight. how his life is affected, what goes on in his heart, what he's facing here in this scene, how it relates to Galatians chapter 3. If God will help me tonight, what's on my heart is simply a little thought called leaving Laban. We see here a man. In Galatians chapter 3, we see this man's name is Paul. He is a preacher of the gospel. He didn't get it from a book somewhere. He didn't get it from studying somewhere. But him alone with God, God, Jesus Christ, revealed to the Apostle Paul the doctrines of the New Testament church. And it was all through and by the grace of God that Paul went from place to place. Whether he was in Lyconium, he was in Lystra, or wherever he was at, preaching the gospel. God used the words that was coming from Paul that God had given him there in the desert of Arabia. And he was using the law of God to cut their hearts and see their guilt before God. And God was saving sinners here and there, far and wide. Churches were popping up here and there, even outside of Greece and there in Rome. Folks would, the gospel was being spread like wildfire. And in one of those areas is a certain place where there is a body of believers who call themselves Galatians. They have, the church has been birthed by God. They have learned and felt the presence of God. They understand what it's like to be totally free, to be liberated, to not be bound down by sin. They understand what it's like not to have a weight of guilt upon their shoulders. They understand what it's like that the condemnation as the law put them under has been taken away. Now they are living life in the fullest, allowing Jesus Christ to work and live in and through their life. Somehow, as Paul has made his journeyings on, somebody else has crept in the church. They've heard so-and-so down the street says this. In this area, maybe there's been somebody else saying other things or preaching other things, and they've been drawn to that. And they've strayed now. They've come out from the liberty in which God birthed them in. And they've been placed once again in bondage. We know that in Galatians 2, Paul reiterates this again and says that the law of God is a schoolmaster. That it brings sinners to the knowledge of their sin, and it is to a place to where they see their sin before God and repent of that. And once God saves them, they're no longer under the schoolmaster. And so here what we see is that the Word of God tells us that Paul has said, he said, "O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? That you should not obey the truth, that you should think that there's something of your work in the law that got you salvation."
Deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast today. Hope it's been a blessing and a help to you. Please send all correspondence to Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina, 28904. That's Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina, 28904. Thank you for making our ministry a matter of continued prayer.